Yesterday, up to 13 communities all around Cape Town were invited to participate in the shutdown campaign to highlight the issue and the shortage of housing opportunities for people of Cape Town. Fadiel Adams speaks on behalf of Hatful Capetonian. Fadiel, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
And a very good morning to you too, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you very much. Was the shutdown yesterday successful in your point of view?
It wasn't as successful as we had hoped it would be, but we are reasonably happy with how it all ended. Yes.
What were you wishing for, and what did you think is the reason why you were not able to be as successful?
13 communities had pledged their support. 8 communities came out. There were varying factors at play. There are, you know, the weather, the fact that we faced police and law enforcement intimidation. Many of our leaders were locked up before anything happened. Many of our leaders were threatened with arrest. And I understand that some of these guys ducked out because, look, when you have families, you don't want to be locked up for this type of thing if you don't have to be. So, yeah, I get that. But at the end of the day, yes, it was successful. We have achieved our aim, and now we move forward.
And the aim is to highlight, I suppose, to government the fact that not enough housing opportunities are being created for people of Cape Town. What happens now, Fadiel?
What happens now is that next week we will be having a backyard summit with the Deputy Minister of Human Settlements, which I think was, I still don't believe that it happened so quickly. I mean, you know, we came out yesterday just to express our frustration and to demand answers. We had no idea that the backyard issue would now go onto the national agenda in one day. Remember, at 9 o'clock yesterday, the backyarders issue wasn't even on local government's agenda. I have to give full credit to it. I don't know who the deputy minister is. I haven't even checked it yet. I'm that tired. I have to give full credit to the deputy minister for taking this bull by the horns, because if it's he or she, they could have said that this is not our competency. This is a local government issue. However, this person has said, we need to address this. We will speak to backyarders next week. So, yeah, I'm absolutely stumped.
Except, of course, it's not uniquely a local government issue. I mean, the issue of housing or delivery of housing opportunities is shared amongst all three spheres of government. And in an interview with Minister Tertius Simmons, who is the MEC for Human Settlements in the Western Cape, he had indicated that there is a planned meeting for next week anyway with organizations such as yourself. So he didn't understand the need to go ahead and protest and shut down the areas that you were yesterday.
You know what? Let me tell you this. Tertius Simmons could have that meeting next week. But what we've had various organizations have had with local government and the city of Cape Town in particular and province is thousands of meetings and thousands of promises. Pongi Madikizela was running around in Cape Town last year, just before the elections, promising everyone houses, knowing full well he couldn't deliver to anyone. Nothing will come of this meeting with Tertius Simmons. I promise you that. I'm telling you, nothing will come. He's already projecting housing for the youth. This is one of his projects, his pet project, housing for the youth. Just work with me on this one. How can you plan to house the youth when the elders are still in backyards, still in squatter camps, still in squalor? And then also, the issue of us meeting next week, excuse me, to a simple fact that there's no recognition and no acknowledgement of the backyarders in South Africa. None. You have departments of informal settlements. You have a ministry of informal settlements. No. You have directorates of informal settlements. But if you go to that directorate as a backyarder, they cannot help you because you don't live in a squatter camp.
Fadiel, is that true, though? When Patricia de Lille was mayor of Cape Town, at least when she first became mayor of Cape Town 7-8 years ago, one of the things she acknowledged was that the housing list is so long that it will never be possible for local government, nor provincial, nor national, for that matter, to deliver on the housing opportunities for everyone. And then what she focused on was providing services to the backyard dwellers. So at least the city of Cape Town was acknowledging the plight of backyard dwellers across Cape Town.
Out of hand, we reject that. Because the minute they gave certain backyarders a toilet, and an electricity box, right then they were permanent backyarders. They'll never come out. We totally reject that. That is why we are saying forget the housing, give them land. The backyard is an economy. It's like, you know, it's an independent, almost parallel economy. These people are paying hundreds of millions, if not billions of rands in rent. Poor people, they could be living on their own land for free.
Fadil, parting question. Yes, so are you not going to a meeting with MSC Tertius Simmers next week?
I will not attend any meeting that I know to be a waste of time. I know what the outcome is going to be. Lots of smiles, good coffee, very little effort. This is exactly how this administration...
What are you hoping the meeting with Deputy Minister Zoe Kotampeko, by the way, that's her name. Zoe Kotampeko is the Deputy Minister of Human Settlements nationally. What are you hoping to achieve in that meeting?
Wait, let me thank you for that first, because now I know what... It's her, right? Africa?
Yes.
Yes, and I know that with Lisa. Oh, no. What we're hoping to come out with is that now the Deputy Minister will get in contact with the Minister of Public Works, with Patricia, and say to her, you know, I can't house these people. You need to assist with all national government-owned land. Well, not just in the Western Cape, man. Do it nationally. You know, there's so much, because this issue is way bigger than the Western Cape. Unfortunately, this is our only reach right now. She needs to get in touch with Patricia and say to her, you need to release this land and you need to service this land and hand it over to the poor. It's the right thing to do.
All right. Correction on my part. Sorry, the Deputy Minister Zoe Kotampeko is the provincial Deputy MEC. The Deputy Minister nationally is in Ncebisi Skwatsha. So somebody who you should know very well. Fadil Adams, thank you very much for your time this morning.